The Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition has been holding house parties around the state, dubbed Status of the Senate, to focus on state Senate races. At a local banker's home outside Trainer in far western Iowa, Jeff Jorgensen has one thing on his mind.
I would put a feather in my cap and call it a day if we get Mike Grosstall defeated this year. It would be a dream come true.
Evangelicals like Jorgensen have targeted Democratic Majority Leader Mike Grosstall of nearby Council Bluffs, along with other Democrats in competitive races. Just two new seats would put Republicans on top. To accomplish that, Coalition President Steve Scheffler says they're identifying religious conservative voters based on their magazine subscriptions and other clues, and in Iowa Senate districts where Republicans have a chance.
Some of those people have gotten up to 7 phone calls. And then there's text messages and there's email. So all this has gone out and is still going out.
Scheffler says any two new seats for conservatives would get the job done. But because Grosstall has blocked a vote on a proposed constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage, he is the lightning rod for evangelical ire. But at Pottawatomie County Democratic headquarters, Mike Grosstall minimizes the threat for his campaign.
Well, certainly I think Bob Vander Plaats has been looking to take me out of the Iowa Senate. He's obsessed with gay marriage, and that's the world he lives in. It's not the world I live in. My constituents are talking to me about putting Iowans back to work.
Vander Plaats is another leading religious conservative. Grosstall predicts a massive Democratic early voting effort will beat the evangelicals at their game. Grosstall's opponent, retired military officer Al Ringenberg, a self-described evangelical Christian, admits evangelical antagonism against Grosstall is providing a lot of the energy in his race.
I think in part that's a fair statement.
But he says he can win even without a big evangelical turnout.
I think it's important, but perhaps not decisive. Those are the most loyal, most eager supporters. That those folks have been working hard for me from the beginning.
But Ringenberg, like Grosstall, is focusing on jobs and the economy. Like any majority leader, Grosstall has a large campaign fund, while the Republican Party of Iowa is helping to bankroll Ringenberg. And the race has attracted interest outside the district. Ringenberg says his volunteers have come from Sioux City to Kansas City, while gay rights activists from across the country have contributed to Grosstall and other Democrats. Steve Scheffler says he's not surprised.
This is probably one of the most hotly contested legislative chambers in the whole country, and that basically, you know, the results could go either way, and so there's a lot at stake this year, you know.
And of course, it's not just religious conservatives who want to see the Senate turn Republican. It's also a top priority for Republican Governor Terry Branstad, as he said at a fundraiser earlier this year.
We're excited to see the Republicans become the majority in the Senate after this next election, and I'm very optimistic.
If his party takes the Senate and retains their majority in the House, Branstad says just wait to see what he can do in the next 2 years, especially cutting property taxes. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.